Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday, a wet Wednesday, thanking our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierks Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin with Melissa over there, and joining us on the phone, we've got WLFI meteorologist David Seipel, who's become a friend of WILO. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. I meant to try to get a hold of you earlier this week as we've been talking about this weather forecast for almost a week here in Frankfort and Lebanon for the last couple days. And thank you very much for making the time this morning, as we know you're very busy as well.
Yes, most definitely. We've been definitely tracking this kind of storm system since last week. I think I went back and I saw Wednesday when I was mentioning that we could be seeing some severe weather either today or tomorrow. And here we are Wednesday, the 13th, and we're tracking some storms right now even, all non-severe, mm-hmm. but still nonetheless going to be tracking an active day ahead of us.
I was watching you and Marley this morning, and it seems like we're going to maybe get some rain here pretty quick, as we heard some heavy rain here in Frankfort while we were on the air about 5 minutes ago. And this will be here for a couple hours or so, and then we might have a break midday. And then what's the time frame we're looking at for the potential for that severe weather, David?
So that's the great question, because right now we're seeing a lot of this. Well, we call this pre-convection. All the storms, all the light rain, moderate rain, ahead of the main line of storms. And that typically happens whenever we have a storm system like this. The morning of, we see some rain and storms. Some of them could reach severe limits, like damaging winds, maybe some hail as well. But the main activity looks to occur after about 4 o'clock. We'll start to see that line move in from Illinois into Indiana, and then it'll reach portions like Attica at 5 o'clock, probably Lafayette between 5 and 6, and then down in Frankfort even by 5:30, because it's kind of leaning from Rensselaer to Frankfort as it moves to the northeast. So it's got that kind of angle to it with that line. And embedded with those storms could be some damaging winds, definitely isolated tornadoes, just given the spin in the atmosphere that we have. But the tricky part that's been really keeping me busy this morning, all the models. I know I've referenced this in the past with winter. Well, with severe weather like this, we always have to take into account if we see some dry time, if we see sunshine, that could really enhance that threat for severe weather. And this morning, models were all over the place, and there was uncertainty of if we were going to be seeing any sunshine, if we were going to be seeing any clearing today. But as of now, I think I have a pretty good idea that we'll just be seeing kind of cloudy skies, off and on, scattered showers up until maybe about 3 o'clock. Those storms will become less, but then that main line will come in at about 4 or 5 o'clock this evening.
Well, that's one thing we had alluded to earlier. We were talking, Melissa and I here, about how as it gets warmer, that's when it can get a little more dangerous. And I know there's an easy way for you to probably explain to our listeners about the warmer temperatures can actually be a proponent of severe weather if again, everything lines up just right.
Of course, and you're exactly right that if we see more sunshine, it just allows for that parcel of air or just an air molecule to shoot up quicker in the atmosphere. It's just that's how the atmosphere works whenever we're, you know, like during the summertime, we get those pop-up showers and thunderstorms. If it's so hot, those air parcels are able to rise really quickly. And on a day like this, we have very high dew points for this time of year. I think here in Lafayette, we're at a dew point of about 59. And you can feel it. I know whenever mm-hmm. I stepped out this morning, it was kind of humid out. We're seeing temperatures in the mid-60s, so the environment is ripe for that. And you add sunshine to any of that, and that's just going to create more of that uplift in the atmosphere. And I always like to reference the acronym SLIM, S-L-I-M, where you have that's ingredients for severe weather. You have your shear with your spin in the atmosphere. You have that front moving in. That's your lift. And then the instability, all the kind of energy that is created with these systems. And then the moisture. Obviously, you know, dew points are very, very high. So that's why we are under that enhanced threat for severe weather. So taking that all into account here, we're seeing a lot of these clouds. We're seeing a lot of these showers in the morning. And that could be good news to kind of dampen the threat of severe weather throughout the region. However, just with the environment that we're seeing still, damaging winds could definitely still be a big threat.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can get straight line winds that's not quite a tornado, but just as dangerous, if not worse.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the National Weather Service, I was on a phone call with them yesterday. They had a conference, and they were talking about how straight-line winds could be a big possibility just given the nature of this system, because off behind the cold front, there's a very large pressure gradient, and when that happens, we get very strong winds. And it's going to get very windy tonight even. So, but, yeah, straight-line winds, definitely not out of the question today.
What about rainfall totals? We always hear with there's more local rainfall, you know, heavier locally within thunderstorms and stuff. It almost seems like the National Weather Service, what I've read, has scaled back a little bit the amount of rain that we were supposed to get, but it would still be something that could be substantial.
Yes, I really do think if you are underneath that real heavy thunderstorm, given how much moisture we have in the atmosphere right now, it could drop 1 to 2 inches if you're underneath that thunderstorm for 30 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty impressive for this time of year where we have such high rainfall rates. So I mean, I'm looking at our current model here, and I'm showing about an inch in some of the storms, but if you're over some areas with that heavier thunderstorm, stronger thunderstorm, you could see quickly at 2 inches within that storm. So it's just very dependent on obviously where those storms set up. Mm-hmm. But area wide, I think 1 to 2 inches is a good call with some of the rain that we'll see by tomorrow morning.
So we'll need to also be aware of all of our watches and warnings, because there could be some potentials of I almost expect a watch sometime this afternoon, but that's up to the National Weather Service.
Of course, yes, and that's one thing, too, that we'll be watching very closely is all the watches and warnings that could be produced with this storm system. And I firmly think that we will be under a watch later on this afternoon and evening ahead of that main line. But again, that's up to it's the Storm Prediction Center who issues the watches. And the National Weather Service issues the warnings. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously a lot of collaboration between those two offices. But definitely having ways to get those alerts on your phone, downloading our Storm Team 18 weather app. I know I'm pushing my our app there.
You're fine. Do it.
I've got it on my phone, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
So do I.
It's a great way to do that. Also, your National Weather Service NOAA weather radio, having that on for the evening, you know, having those ways. And another way, too, I know a lot of smartphones now have that WEA alert.
Yes.
Your settings, notifications, and I think at the very bottom. Make sure that's turned on, because even if the National Weather Service actually came out with this brand new, I think within the last year, that there's different categories now of severe thunderstorm warnings.
Yes.
And I believe if it's above a certain scale, those alerts will be pushed out to your phone, even underneath just a regular severe thunderstorm warning.
Yes, you're correct. And it actually is based on your location, too. So you want to make sure that you have your location turned on that as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's very important to have. I think that's a great resource for everybody who has that capability to have that smartphone alerts turned on. So definitely stay weather aware this evening. We could definitely have some storms, turn severe and cause some damage. So we're going to be tracking that all day. We'll be at the Weather Center tracking these storms.
We'll be watching for sure then. David, we always appreciate your time and expertise and making yourself available to us. Thank you very much today, sir.
No problem. You guys have a great day and stay safe.
Okay. You too. Thank you very much.